This is a program for today's people, the now generation. We call it the Now Sound of Christmas.
It's the Now Sound of Christmas. It's the Now Sound of Christmas. Sound of love.
Hello, hello. Testing, testing. At this time of year... Oh. Let me first introduce myself. Maybe you have heard me before. I am the Great Wok. And as you know, the great work must be done. Now at this time of year, when Brahma is in Burma, the day of Brahma is said to last 1,000 years and his night is of equal length. Well, for us human beings, this is the end of the year now, and our minds turn towards what is laughably called the future. No mind can comprehend the infinite and absolute unknown. Smarstunlihum, as we say in the Himalayas. Now let me tell you, my resolution for the year 1979 is to renounce completely everything but complete luxury and self-indulgence. Now I suggest this is going to be very, very difficult. Very difficult indeed. But I feel it my duty. Not only as a human being, but as a person. For was it not George Formby who said, there are 4,320,000,000 mortals or earth years, which is one day of Brahma. So one way of looking at it is simply not to look at it at all. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing now. We're settled down deeply, I hope, and comfortably in an easy chair, a bed, or a bath. Put the incense on, light the candles, and give yourself a hard time.
Jumped in his sleigh,
made up his work
about to tell. Lift the glass.
Oh, mama.
Hey, Santa, teach me to dance.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, and a merry ho to you. This is your old pal, KBC Kringle, with another journey into Christmas hell at the Bit Slap. And today we're picking up where we left off last week. We have two more collectors to salute. Today we're looking at Mr. Dennis Flanagan from Tacoma, Washington, and Mr. Tim Sewell from Burbank, California. Two monster collectors who have more Christmas stuff between them than probably you or I all put together. So the stuff we got today came from them with their blessings, and sharing it with you and giving them a tip of the old KBC Kris Kringle hat. But we started with some other stuff. We started with something from, an appearance from The Great Walk. You heard that. Another something from some Capitol Records thing with nameless artists that they didn't have to pay royalties to. Shake It Up Santa. Michael Lynch, Wonderful Christmas Time. Christine Hunter, Santa, Bring Me Ringo. And Debbie and the Darnells, Santa, Teach Me to Dance. So we're going to teach you how to dance today if you want. If you don't want to, just sit back and relax and listen. And we're going to start with stuff from Mr. Dennis Flanagan. Dennis is an interesting character. He's, he's actually a state legislator in the state of Washington, in the state House of Representatives. He's retiring this year so he can become more of a full-time Christmas collector. So all the stuff here, the next, 10, 11 things came from him, with my thanks. And we'll get to that in a second, but first, Merry Christmas. And while you're at it, have a Happy New Year, okay? Hey, that's what we do here. See you in a bit.
I want to give you a talk this morning.
Well. All right.
From this subject.
Well. All right.
Getting ready.
Getting ready. Yes.
For Christmas.
Christmas.
Yes, sir.
Day.
Day.
The 25th.
Well.
Day.
Well.
Of December.
December.
All right.
You getting ready.
Getting ready.
Now.
Now.
Yes.
Some.
Well.
Have had their garments.
That's
yes.
True.
Laid away.
That's
oh,
right.
Yes.
Paint some.
Well.
This week.
Yes.
That's true.
Some the next week.
That's right.
Yes.
Getting ready.
Getting
yes.
ready.
For Christmas Day.
For Christmas
all right.
Day.
Some.
Well.
Have taken.
Yeah.
The last week.
That's
yes,
right.
Paid it on.
That's yeah. true.
Automobile.
That's yes. true.
Getting ready.
Getting yes. ready.
For Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something.
All right.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Yes, sir.
Is getting ready.
That's right.
Yes,
for you.
That's
yeah.
true.
And let me tell you.
Well.
Namely.
Yeah.
The Undertaker.
Glory.
Yes, he's getting ready.
That's right.
Yes.
For your boy.
That's yes. true.
Not only that.
That's yes. right.
The jail.
That's
yes,
true.
He's getting ready.
That's right.
Yes,
for you.
That's yes, true.
That's Christmas right. Day.
Glory.
Hmm?
Yes,
that's right.
Jail.
And not only.
That's right.
The jail.
Well.
But the in-law.
That's right.
The police folks.
That's yes. true.
Now.
That's right.
Getting ready.
Yes, that's right.
For Christmas Day.
Christmas yes, Day.
And let me tell you.
That's true.
They're getting ready. For you now. And I want you
well,
to bear it in mind
that's right.
that they're getting ready.
They're getting ready.
Right. You want to be ready.
Well,
I want
well,
to be ready. Getting ready
well,
for Christmas Day.
For Christmas
all
Day.
Right.
Done made it up in your mind
well,
that I'm going.
That's all right.
New York.
New yes. York.
Philadelphia.
Well.
Oh, yes.
Chicago.
That's mm-hmm. right.
I'm going.
Well,
yeah.
On a trip.
That's true.
Yeah.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
Right.
For Christmas Day.
For Christmas yeah. Day.
But when Christmas comes,
that's right.
Nobody knows
that's right.
where you'll be.
Glory.
You might ask me.
Well,
I'm here.
Talk about
be
it.
Be
yes,
right. in some lonesome grave.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
Getting
true.
Ready
well,
for Christmas
yes.
Day.
Day.
All right.
You may live.
Well,
hmm?
That's right.
24 days.
That's
yes.
right.
Hmm?
That's oh, right.
And then live.
Well.
Till
well.
The midnight hour.
Oh, yeah.
Not be able
that's
to
true.
To see the morning sunrise.
Well. Oh, yeah.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas. Getting ready.
Well.
Oh, no.
Done put in for your pair.
Yes.
That's true.
I'm going.
Well.
And see my relatives.
That's yeah. right.
In a distant land.
Uh-huh.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For Christmas Day,
he's
the nap,
your
old gun,
yeah.
getting your dirk in order,
that's yes, right.
getting your ice picks ready,
right.
getting ready
yeah.
For Christmas
Day.
Oh,
Christmas Day.
Oh,
Well,
I want to tell you,
well,
not only get ready,
yes,
but be ready.
Yes, right.
Get your heart ready.
That's right.
Get your heart fixed.
Yes, that's true.
Go down
to
the Holy Ghost station.
Well,
see there.
Yeah.
Till you get your heart fixed.
Yes. Well,
getting ready.
Getting ready.
For
what?
Christmas Day.
Right.
But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, it's cold outside. But baby, you freeze out there.
Mm-mm.
It's up to you out there.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Squirrels are just like everyone. We like Christmas too. But Santa Claus is always on the run. He's always running, and he only comes to you. A Santa squirrel just for me. A Santa squirrel all my own. I want my Santa squirrel to come down my tree and bring me a Christmas pine cone. All winter long I gather nuts. I work so hard. I really work hard. Don't give me ifs and ands or buts. Just give me my reward. I want a Santa squirrel just for me. Boy, would that be great. A Santa squirrel all my own. I want my Santa squirrel to come down my tree. Christmas pine cone. I won't pick up nuts, I'll go on strike. Just won't collect the way I used to do. We squirrels have not been treated right. Squirrels should have Santas just like you. We should. I want a Santa squirrel just for me, just for me. A Santa squirrel all my own. I want my Santa squirrel to come down my tree and bring me a Christmas pine cone.
But you know, I've got an even better idea for old St. Nick. And that's to stuff Mr. Peanut's nickel bag of those crisp, crunchy, always fresh salted peanuts smack dab down into the toes of those Christmas stockings. Why, Planters peanuts, those salted peanuts are so good for Santa's little helpers because they're packed full of food energy. You know, speaking of Planters peanuts, be sure you have plenty of Planters cocktail salted peanuts on hand to pass around when the folks make their Christmas rounds. Why, those blue and yellow vacuum cans are surprise packages of goodness. They're packed, crammed, jammed full of big, plump peanuts. They're roasted and toasted by an exclusive Planters process. And for an extra special treat, buy Planters salted mixed nuts, too. Planters' own delicious mixtures of peanuts, almonds, cashews, and filberts in vacuum cans. Yes, sir, Mr. Peanut can make it a merrier Christmas for lucky you. Just remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, and for mixed nuts, too.
Oh, me. Jeepers. Christmas shopping. Christmas shopping! Won't it ever end? Aunts and uncles and cousins and sisters and brothers and mothers and fathers. Everybody's going crazy! We're having a good time, aren't we? In case you wondered what all this noise is about, this is your old pal, Two-Ton Baker the Music Maker, who says, we belong together, happy as two bugs in a rug. Oh, we belong together, spoonly-boonly-zilly-gilly-boonly-zilly-ha. Once again, it's a privilege and a great big pleasure for the bouncing boy or the average boy to bring you another tune. Of course, we're going to do a little Christmas novelty for you today because this is the Christmas season. Friends, our tune today is one about a little girl who whispers in Santa Claus's ear and tells him what her whole family wants for Christmas. Would you like to listen, huh? Jolly old Saint Nicholas, lean your ear this way. Don't you tell a single soul what I'm gonna say. Christmas Eve is coming soon, now you dear old man. Whisper what you'll bring to me, and tell me if you can. When the clock is striking 12, and I'm fast asleep, down the chimney broad and black with your pack you'll creep. All the stockings you will find hanging in a row. Mine will be the shortest one, you'll be sure to know. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a dolly, Nellie wants a storybook, she thinks dolls are folly. Whoever heard of a gal that didn't like a dolly? I didn't. As for me, my little brain isn't very bright. Choose for me, old Santa Claus, what you think is right. Now, there's a smart girl. If she leaves it up to Santa Claus, she'll get just about everything her little heart desires. That is, if she's a good girl. Want all you boys and girls to be just as good as that little girl's going to be. And then, who knows? Santa Claus will pay a nice visit to you, too. Well, look at that old clock on the wall. Jeepers creepers, seems we just get started and we have to quit. But there'll be another day and we'll have a tune for today and your old pal Two-Ton Baker will be along to sing it for you. So long!
Exercise for folks of every age. Now I go there most every night and sometimes take the wife. I've never had so many ups and downs in all my life since I've been sitting on the ice in the ice rink, sitting on the ice with my skates off. If the bind is fun I've ever had, put it on the ice, it'll never go bad. There's lots of nice young ladies, and how I like to tease them. If they don't give way or say okay, I sit them on the ice and freeze them. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We have some fun on the run in a one-horse open sleigh. Now once I went out walking with a pretty little miss. She said, I like you very much and gave me one big kiss. She was a perfect little blonde and not so very old. She let me hold her in my arms and by gum she was cold, cause she'd been sitting on the ice in the ice rink, sitting on the ice with her skates off. Oh, how hot she must have felt. She sat upon the ice and the ice began to melt. She was so young and pretty. What a blow that fall had dealt her. For we couldn't pick her up in the ordinary way. We had to bring a fire and melt her. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. We had some fun on the run in a one-horse open sleigh. Last night I went out for a drink down to the cherry tree. I didn't go there by myself, I took some pals with me. We landed home at 2:30, I rang the front door bell. The wife said, where've you been? And I said, you can go to bed, cause I've been sitting on the ice in the ice rink, sitting on the ice with my skates off. It's the finest fun I've ever had. Put it on the ice, it'll never go bad. The buttons bust off my trousers, I got into such a tangle. I said, heaven help the sailors on a night like this, and never let your braces dangle.
Story of a maladjusted man. He seemed a normal guy, but here's the hitch. He had an eccentricity that banned him from society. The man just wouldn't sing along with Mitch. We'll have to hang him from the rafters, burn him as a witch. The man who wouldn't sing along with Mitch.
He had a normal childhood and he grew up rather well.
He was handsome, he was charming, he was rich.
He was loaded.
But then his world came tumbling down as word began to get around
that he was silent when they sang with Mitch. We'll have to hang him from the rafters, burn him as a witch. The man who wouldn't sing along with Mitch.
He got a job in Washington and worked up to the top. Then the Secret Service boys heard someone snitch.
Someone snitched!
So then the boss got real upset and dropped him from the cabinet. On my team we all sing along with Mitch.
With vigor!
He fled to Cape Canaveral to really get away. He jumped inside a rocket, pulled the switch. On landing he discovered soon he wasn't welcome on the moon.
Up here we all sing along with Mitch.
We'll have to hang him from the rafters, burn him as a witch. The man who wouldn't sing along with Mitch.
Now when his life was over and he faced the pearly gates, he found them locked and felt a nervous twitch. The angels were all occupied, they'd laid their golden harps aside.
And we're singing along with Mitch.
There's the only rose in Texas that I have ever seen. Nobody else could miss her. Not after such as me.
Just so you will know what fun it is to sing for you here on the radio. Be happy, go lucky, be happy, get better taste. Be happy, go lucky, get better taste today.
This is Mary wishing you a Merry Christmas too. And what a lucky day for us, the day that we met you.
There is nothing, no, there's nothing, nothing that I like as well as Manischewitz, the bits and good old Lucky Strike.
Our letters quite well known to you. So at this special time of year, they'll spell our greeting too.
L is for those little lights on every Christmas tree.
F, of course, could only stand for Santa, you'll agree.
M is for the mistletoe and Merry Christmas too.
F is for your friends and T for ties they give to you.
Merry Christmas,
Dublin and Killarney and the shores of Galway Bay. May all the green and Christmas trees and holly come your way. And may your socks of Kelly green be filled with all you like, with shamrocks and shillelaghs and some good old lucky strikes.
Be happy, go lucky, be happy, get better safe. Be happy, go lucky, get better safe today.
Greetings to our sponsor and a happy 53, with all the joys that come from smoking LSMFT.
I have to dress like Santa Claus at home on Christmas Day. The beard I wear is not my own, it's just an old toupee.
Lucky, lucky, lucky all the way. A cleaner, fresher, cooler, both we close them night and day. Lucky strike, darling, wishing you a very merry Christmas.
Outer space Santa's shining up the stars. Outer space helpers packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space. I dreamed I had a saucer that grew and grew and grew. I dreamed I was a pilot, I flew and flew and flew. I didn't see a thing all night, the earth was far away. Until I saw the strangest sight along the Milky Way. Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
Dear Santa was an odd one, not fat but tall and thin. He didn't have white whiskers, but moon glow on his chin. His suit was made of stardust, it really sparkled neat. He didn't go ho 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 ho, he went beep 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 beep.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
I jumped the flying saucer and flew and flew and flew. Till back in bed I landed, was glad to be there too. Now you don't have to worry about the kids on Mars. They've got a Santa of their own, they won't be needing ours.
Outer space Santa, shining up the stars. Outer space helpers, packing them in jars. Milky Way workshop, what a busy place. Getting Christmas ready for kids in outer space.
Hi, Uncle Spike.
Hi, Georgie. What are you giggling about?
Oh, you know what I saw?
No, what did you see?
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, no, I... Stop it! You're getting me all mixed up!
Gentlemen and ladies, I'm glad to be before you tonight to introduce some boys that's going to sing a song. Stay out of the chain store is the title. And then while they sing, I want you to listen. Then I want you to put it into action. Stay out of these chain stores. The time has come, as I've said to you before, for you to patronize your merchant in the town where you live. And to the country people that's out yonder, when you come to town, spend your money with people who will give you credit. Spend your money with the people who give you a job. I'm telling you this for your good. And our boys, I want you to sing tonight as never before.
Let me tell you people, all both white and color too. Lord, it's time for you to wake up, Lord, and see how they're treating you. You better stay out.
Lord, the change told you better stay out. Lord, the change told you better stay out. Lord, the change told you better ruin you, show as you born.
They send their advertisement,
Lord, to draw you to that store. Lord, as quick as you get your payroll, Lord, to the chain store you will go.
You better stay out.
Lord, the chain store you better stay out. Lord, the chain store you better stay out. Lord, the chain store they'll ruin you sure as you born.
Oh, when you get your money,
Lord,
you better be for sure.
Lord,
and give it to your wife, cause
Lord,
you
better stay out of the chain store.
You better stay out
of the chain store. You better stay out
of the chain store.
You better stay out of the chain store.
They'll ruin you sure as you born. You can walk up to the chain store,
Lord,
and there you'll find a gate.
Lord,
as soon as you get your money spent,
they'll ship it to another state.
You better stay out.
Lord, the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, the chain store,
you better stay out.
Lord, the chain store,
they'll ruin you sure as you're born.
That true thing about the chain store, Lord, you'll find it to be true.
Lord, they do not give you what to do, and they will not credit you.
Now let me tell you people,
Lord, the best thing for this land, Lord,
you better stay out of the
chain store than a serve your pitting man.
You better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store, you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store,
you better stay out.
Lord, of the chain store,
they'll ruin you.
Sure.
God Almighty, you better stay out of these chains, don't they? Really, that is Georgia born, oh Lord.
Okay. Let's bring it down just a tad. KBC here with you at the Bit Slap. And we are paying homage to people who have been supplying me my Christmas Jones for years and years. In this case, this past set, Dennis Flanagan. Dennis is a progressive Democrat from Tacoma, Washington, and served, I think, two or three terms in the State House. I'm going to see if I can find something featuring him on YouTube. He's quite a character. I like talking to him. I spoke to him last week, and he's a hell of a guy, and we need more guys like him in government. We really do. But he's been collecting for years. He kind of tends more towards the gospel, the folk, the things like that, as you may have heard. We started with Reverend J.M. Gates, Getting Ready for Christmas, Mel Hinckley, Get Baby, It's Cold Outside, The Carolier Singers, The Squirrel's Christmas, Jolly Old St. Nicholas from Mr. Richard Two-Ton Baker, Dick Two-Ton Baker, George Formby, one of my favorites, one of George Harrison's favorites, Sitting on the Ice in the Ice Rink. I was always hoping I'd find something Christmassy from George one of these days. The Halifax Three, The Man Who Wouldn't Sing Along with Mitch, Dennis Day and the Jack Benny Crew, Be Happy, Go Lucky, A Commercial in Disguise, Lawrence Welk, Outer Space Santa, A Little Word from Spike and George Rock, and Reverend J.M. Gates again. Good. I have here Goodbye to the Chain Stores. I don't think that's the right name. I think I may have read that wrong. But anyway, I guess you get the idea. Stay away from them chain stores. Mom and Pop, they work hard. They're your mom. They're your pop. Patronize them. Screw Walmart. All right, that's the message of that. And now we will move on to our second guest supplier today, Mr. Tim Sewell. Tim lives out in Burbank, California. He works for the City of Los Angeles in the Water and Power Bureaus. And Tim is the ultimate Christmas collector. I spoke to him last night, and I said, you know, how many Christmas records you got? He says, well, 45s, I got about 8,000. And I'm like, Tim, you got to get out more often. But he keeps track of them. He's got them all in his head. He's got You know, the picture disc, the picture sleeves and all that stuff, he's got it all written down. He knows exactly where everything is. He can pretty much lay his hand on anything right away. And I've been keeping touch with Tim for about 15 years. He's been doing this for 35 years. I've only been doing it for 30. And Tim makes the rest of us look like pikers. What can I tell you? Tim, we love you. This stuff is from Tim. Enjoy.
Thank you.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle and a in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French two turtle and a in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling three French two turtle and a in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five four calling three French two turtle and a in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese, five gold, four calling, three French, two turtle, and a in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans, six geese, five gold, four calling, three French, two turtle, and a in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids, seven swans, six geese, five gold, four calling, three French, two turtle doves, and a in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine lords, eight maids, seven swans, six geese, five gold, four calling, three French, two turtle, in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten ladies, and a in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my
true love sent to me. Move along now, please.
We're talking about we haven't finished yet. I mean, we've only done 10 days.
Oh, I can't help that. You'll be doing 10 years if I catch you back here again.
Well, that's not very safe.
Now, come on, just move along now, please. I've had enough trouble for you people with me. Now, come on, move. Thank you. Get out of here. Move on.
Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning around my head. Until I get some answers, I refuse to go to bed. Like, how can a fat man fit down my chimney, carrying all those presents for you and for me? Ever wonder how he lands his sleigh on your roof? Don't you think you'd wake up to the sound of all those hooves? Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning around my head. Since he lives at the North Pole, I'm asking you instead. Tell me how he does it all in just one night. Nine reindeer and just one sleigh does not sound right. Maybe Santa travels in a UFO, fast as light and painted white to blend in with the snow. Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a Christmas wish list he's never even seen, but somehow half the stuff ends up beneath my Christmas tree. It's all so overwhelming for my milk and cookie brain. If only you could understand my grief and all my pain. So save me please from Santa's snare before I go insane. Oh, ho, oh, oh. Ho. Santa Claus is freaking me out. 9,000 people living in my neighborhood alone. That's not including cats and dogs who at least get a bone. Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning round my head. Until I get some answers, I refuse to go to bed.
Daddy!
What is it, me girl?
Say it again, Daddy!
Figgy pudding! Michael!
Figgy pudding!
Figgy pudding sounds funny!
Figgy pudding is funny!
Funny Figgy pudding! We wish you a Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas!
And a Figgy pudding!
Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year.
Now bring us some figgy pudding.
Daddy!
Bring us some figgy pudding.
Daddy!
Bring us some figgy pudding.
Daddy!
Bring it out here.
Daddy!
Yes, me girl.
What is figgy pudding?
A pudding made from figgies.
Do figgies like being in a pudding?
Why don't you ask, lad? Oh, we won't go until we get some.
Daddy.
Won't go until we get some.
Daddy.
Won't go until we get some.
Daddy.
What is it now, girl?
I put my thumb in figgy pudding.
Your thumb, girl?
Figgy pudding is sticky on my thumb.
Lucky sticky thumb.
I love sticky figgy pudding on my thumb.
Oh, we all love figgy pudding.
We all love figgy pudding.
We all love figgy pudding.
So bring some out here.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Michael. Merry Christmas, girl.
And a funny figgy pudding.
This morning, baby, pulled on my jeans. I was heading out the shop, and I'm a feeling awful mean. I got a list about this long, spilled the coffee, only got it wet. And I got about 15 women out there, haven't bought a thing for any of them yet. I got those Christmas shopping blues. No matter which way I turn, I lose. Now listen to me. The stores won't take a check. I ain't got that express card. And you know, y'all, when you leave home without it, it makes it awful doggone hard. You know what I'm talking about. The people pushing they show. They try to get through that bargain door. And ain't it always so when nature calls? The bathroom's always on the next floor. I got those Christmas shopping blues. No matter which way I turn, I lose. Boys, come on in here. I need my bells jingle a little bit. Let me get out my checkbook here. You want my driver's license, 2 credit cards, my home phone, work phone, pay phone, and my what? I gotta have a receipt to return this. Wow, man, let me look in here. I don't remember getting a receipt for that thing. I got those Christmas shopping blues. No matter which way I turn, I lose. Look at here, y'all. I looked at all them toys and games. You know, the makeup, the aftershave, and those half-price bins. They got them urban cowboy hats. Why, it's enough to make your head spin. I'd be out there all day looking for all my friends, and Lord, I just don't know why. They don't give me nothing. It's just a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged. Can I get a witness? I got those Christmas shopping blues. No matter which way I turn. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 baby.
Please give me more than socks and underwear again. Every Christmas stocking's got them. Can't believe you wet and bottom. The joke is wearing thin. Well, my backside's worn and ragged, and my heeler's got a hole. It's Christmas time, I'm doing fine, from my belt line to my soul. Baby, find some way of sharing gifts without that itchy tank. Get a gift that don't need wearing. Tidy white is on my bang. I got stockings full of stockings. I got boxes by the box. These top drawer gifts are wearing thin. They're the gift that keeps on giving out. You best pull up your socks, 'cause I can't put up with socks and underwear again. Please give me more than socks and underwear again. Never did they make my wish list, but I get a pair each Christmas. Why can't you comprehend? Give me something with some meaning, which I might feel attached. With this pair in your demeaning, you can find a better match. Baby, you know that I need you just like underwear and socks. But don't wedge me with gifts that cover up my feet and crotch. I've got stockings full of stockings. I've got boxes by the box. These top drawer gifts are wearing thin.
Top drawer gifts are wearing thin.
They're the gift that keeps on giving out. You best pull up your socks, 'cause I can't put up with socks and underwear again. I want something all-consuming, something more than just knee-high. Ain't no use fruit of the looming, something fly without a fly. It's not like outerwear's beyond me. I can change and feel so wrong. Do you have to say you love me with a thong, the thong, thong, thong? Nothing holier than hoses. If I got what I wanted, well, I won't get none of each. Baby, you can say you're sorry, 'cause I've been a real good boy. Help me fix this awful story, how am I getting stole Christmas joy? I got stockings full of stockings. I got boxes by the box. These top drawer gifts are wearing thin.
Top drawer gifts are wearing thin.
The gift that keeps on giving out. You best pull up your socks, 'cause I can't put up with socks and underwear again. Please give me more than socks and underwear again.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Stop. Stop. Bobby, stop. 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 We were going to do a swing and lounge version of Last Christmas by Wham, but that song sucks. Next tune.
I was 16 miles out of Tucson, out on Highway 17, on an all-night run from Reno, working late one Christmas Eve. I was bored and tired and wishing like fire. I was back in my hometown. When I looked up ahead, seen a flashing red and a fella trying to flag me down. So I pulled my big rig over just to give this dude a hand. And when I opened the door, it knocked me out. What I seen there in the sand.
You look like a trucker.
I couldn't see no truck. Said, how about a lift and blow all my luck and my runners is done got stuck.
He looked like a trucker.
He just jumped inside with his long white hair and bells everywhere and said, thanks for the ride. Had a very peculiar uniform. You ought to seen his hat. Be afraid to go walking into Lucky Linda's if I was dressed like that. I said, listen, chum, I know you think I'm dumb, but won't you give me just one little clue? With a suit like that and that crazy hat, exactly what do you do? He said, who dresses in red, wears a cap on his head, and comes around on Christmas Day? Hot dog, you must be Santa Claus. Glad to know you, I'm Curly J.
You don't look like a trucker.
He said, well, certainly not. I got me a rig, it ain't quite this big, but I drive it a lot.
Well, I can drive like a trucker.
And when I drive, I fly. And you should see the look on the smoky's face when I go flying by. So I said, let's load up your presents, and we can pile all them reindeer and back. And son of a gun, we'll finish your run in my 10-speed diesel Mack. That trailer full of toys made a heck of a noise, and I remember till my dying day. Sound tooting that horn on Christmas morning, laughing all the way.
He looks like a trucker.
But that's no crime. It done me good to see Santa Claus was having a real good time. We delivered the toys to good girls and boys from Flagstaff to Tupelo. Then right in the middle of the desert, it started to snow. So when you hear some kids talking about how one Christmas day Santa drove a semi, you better listen to what they say. And if you're ever out on 17 and see a fella down on his luck, it just might be old Santa Claus trying to whistle down a truck.
Well, somebody took my teeth on Christmas Eve. At dinner time, I went out to retrieve them. I found my saddlebags were bare. I searched and searched, but they weren't there.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
Another cowpoke ate my Christmas dinner with teeth I bought and paid for just last winter. After looking high and low, I found them lying in the snow.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
Somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them. They had tobacco chaws in between them. Somebody ate some onion dip. They smelled just like a mule's armpit.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
I had a big surprise when I discovered somebody ate the vittles in the cupboard.
Christmas pudding, candy bars, turkey bones, and caviar.
Somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them.
Now somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them. They were a terrible mess, you should have seen them.
I tried my best to scrub them off. I brushed them in the old house trough.
Somebody used my teeth and didn't clean them.
Had a teeth that's worth a lot in Texas. When someone takes them, it really does affect us.
It's difficult to talk and chew and bite the rattlesnakes in two.
Somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening.
Well, somebody took my teeth on Christmas evening. It was a terrible loss and I was grieving.
But they won't take my teeth no more. The blacksmith nailed them to my jaw.
They ain't gonna take my teeth next Christmas evening.
No, they ain't gonna take my teeth next Christmas evening.
You better believe it, buckaroos.
Happy Ghoul-tide. Was the night before Christmas, and there in our crib sat me and my family waiting for Saint Nick. How many presents you want? I asked my small son. With tears in his eyes, he said,
I only want one. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle
jingle bells and Christmas trees. Tell Saint Nicholas, if you please, for a present to me send. All I want is just a friend.
It's happy ghoul tide season, I cheerfully said. Why don't you drink your blood pudding and then off to bed? You'll dream of lovely graveyards. Here, take daddy's hand and I'll tuck you in your casket.
Don't you understand? Jingle bells and Christmas trees. Tell Saint Nicholas, if you please, for a present to me send. All I want is just a friend.
What is this a friend you want? Don't cry, you look a fright. A fiend I'll get you if you want. I'll dig him up tonight.
Daddy, daddy, tell me why I'm so different. Other children cannot fly. Their looks I don't resent.
You're not different and you're not strange. You're not out of place. Your daddy loves you as you are. Here, let me comb your face. And I'll climb in bed and I'll close the lid.
Daddy!
What did you say?
When will Saint Nicholas come?
Tomorrow's Christmas Day. Now, good night.
Jingle bells and Christmas trees. Tell Saint Nicholas, if you please, for a present to me send. All I want is just a friend. It's not as if I wanted a bicycle or something. I just want a little bitty body to call my own. Yes, something to sing my little feet into.
T'was the night before Christmas, and all round the beach not a creature was stirring, not even a leech. The stockings were hung by the boathouse with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. For Daddy had taken us down to the shore to spend Christmas Eve with the family once more. And while Mother and Father lay snug in their bed, my girlfriend and I went down to the shed. We took off our clothes and peeled to the skin and jumped in the water for a midwinter swim. When out of the darkness, she let out a hoot. I just saw a shark in a Santa Claus suit. Then the silence was broken by a terrible din, jingle bells ringing on a circling fin. We swam and we swam to get out of its reach till we thought we were finally safe on the beach. When what to our wondrous eyes should appear but a jolly white shark who ate tiny reindeer. Oh, Dasher. Oh, Dancer. Oh, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, Comet, Cupid, Prancer and Vixen. Till one reindeer was left to pull the great sled. Cute little Rudolph with his nose so red. And then the monster looked at us and it really was weird. A great white shark with a great white beard. His teeth, how they glistened. With his fins on his belly, he laughed, ho, 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 like 6 tons of jelly. Well, we ran to the house and tried to get in, but the doorway was blocked by the shark's giant fin. His jaws opened wide to bite off my head. But from deep down inside, a voice quietly said,
I'm not so bad. I'm really quite good. But with all those movies, I'm just misunderstood. My Yule wish for men is goodwill and peace. And all I want for Christmas is my 2 front teeth.
And we heard him exclaim as he swam out of sight,
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good fight.
You better not boat, you better not swim, you better not float, cause your chances are slim. Santa Claus is coming to
Sat and Uncle Mac with plumber's crack is bending over his Santa sack, putting presents in. Cousin Randy. the scissors, handy and a tape dispenser, and a mouthful of candy. He's fighting over something with his sister, and then she says it's hers, he says it's his. Fa la 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 la. Shadow of blue on the white snow, sky of charcoal gray, the icicles flash and the fires glow. It's almost Christmas Day. Sweat bakes another pie, and she's not done yet. And Uncle Mac, with his terrible back, is sitting in his study popping bubble pack. And Grandma Tim's is humming hymns, forgetting the words as her memory dims. And then she calls to Grandpa, darling dear, but he doesn't answer because he doesn't hear, though she is speaking up. Mistletoe and a moonbeam, houses draped in lights, Santa will come as the children dream. It's Christmas Eve tonight. Little plastic angels and elves sit upon the counters and shelves of Uncle Mac and Fat Aunt Bet. As night thickens over the house, they listen to some holiday Strauss, and then at last they say goodnight. Shadow blue, white snow, sky of charcoal gray, icicles flash and the fires glow. It's almost Christmas Day. It's almost Christmas Day. It's almost Christmas Day. It's almost Christmas Day.
Come Dasher, come Dancer, come Prancer and Vixen, I am counting reindeer. Would you like to hear? A Kahi, a Lua, a Kolu, Aha, I can count four, I can count more. Come Comet, come Cupid, come Dunder and Blitzen, I am counting now, I can show you how. A Lima, a Ono, a Hiku, a Volu, I can count all eight at a rapid rate. Kahilua, Koluha, Lima, Ono, Hiku, Volu, Kehneo, Nalenekia. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Dunder, Blitzen, all of you come here. Aloha, eight reindeer.
Alrighty. To the tune of Groovy Old Saint Nick, we gave you, how many was that? 12, I believe, right? 12 things from Tim Sewell, the ultimate in Christmas guys. He's got friends in the business. He writes articles. He helps people like me out. He is Santa Claus. And I am in awe. Tim, you're the man. We started with Rent-A-Flop. That's right. You've heard about him. You've read the book. You've seen the movie. They're all over YouTube. Rent-A-Flop, 10 Days of Christmas. Santa Claus is Freaking Me Out from Lord Weatherby. Mike Driscoll, Biggie Pudding. Ooh. Christmas Shopping Blues from Ludlow. Socks and Underwear from the Heebie-Jeebies. Hummingbird, Hot Dog, You Must Be Santa, and Ray Campy and the Sidekicks, Somebody Took My Teeth on Christmas Eve. I like that so much, I put that on my 2010 disc compilation, which I'll tell you about in a second. Ray Otis, Happy Ghoul Tide, Santa Joy's Part 1 from Homemade Theater, Fat Aunt Bet from Andrea Perry, and Counting the Reindeer from Carol Rose. So, like I said, I put out a disc every year, just like Tim does that too. Tim says he gets 40 of them from people. This year he put out 300. I'm jealous. He knows 300 people he can send these to. I don't. So that's where you come in. If you want to get a copy of my Christmas disc, you can write to me. I'll send you one. Or I've arranged to have it put up on my webcast page, my podcast page this year. So you can find it, give it a couple of days. The goddess of the pods is away for now. Hopefully she'll be back in time to put it up pretty soon. And I'm also going to see if I can put last year's up. I've been doing these every year for 30 years, and maybe I'll get them all up there eventually. But I also want to thank all the other elves who have been supplying me with my Christmas junkiedom for all these years. People like Dave Chesler, Decibel Dennis McDonald, Gary Hudak and his family, Al Aitchison, Mark Rosen, we talked about him last week, Ken Norton, Steve Tomlin, Joe Magasco from WFMU, Joe and Julie Fleming, the Supan family, and, of course, last but not least, Fred and Lynn Argenziano. So, like I said, if you want to get a hold of a copy of the disc, just give me an email, kbcradio@hotmail.com, and I will send one to you in the mail. You won't get it in time for Christmas, but that's just too freaking bad. And if you do get it off of the internet, email me that way, and what I'll do is I'll email you back a PDF of the artwork that I do also. So please have a good Christmas. I leave you with more. Not this, but other stuff coming up in a second. This is the cool down phase, like your dryer does. I'll see you next week. Have a very, very happy Christmas, or else Santa will tell me.
Jingle bells, Christmas time is grand.
Well, Santa Claus, he gained more weight. Well, up in the north where they have all the ice,
Santa Claus had a fight with his wife,
'cause all summer long he just ate.
And don't you know, he gained more weight.
The reindeers, they all were having a quarrel.
Santa Claus was too fat, that was a model.
The elves put the toys back on the shelves, because old Santa Claus, he weighed too much.
Oh, ho, 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 boy, did I gain weight.
Santa Claus, he couldn't make a round, because Santa Claus, he weighed too many pounds. Rudolph the reindeer said to Cupid, Donner and a Blixen, you're acting stupid. Santa weighs about a half a ton. You do the work while he has all the fun.
You gotta reduce, you gotta reduce,
you gotta lose some weight. Noel, Noel,
the angels did say.
Tell them what they said, boy.
Santa Claus, so how much do you weigh?
Soon it was
time to take the big trip. Santa jumped in, he slid his heart in a flip. He thought of the chimney and the merry rooftop. He thought of going down and it suddenly stopped. Oh, Santa Claus, you gotta lose some weight.
Well, you see, up in the North Pole, Santa Claus had a lot of sweets and a lot of calories. And boy, did he get fat. And he'll never make that trip on.
Boil up a lobster for Santa. Put that bug over near the tree. Tie his red antenna in a big Christmas bow with a note that says that lobster came from me. He's probably had enough of milk and cookies. In fact, he's probably had enough of Christmas cheer. So boil up a lobster for old Santa Claus and see if you can round him up a beer. It seems to me the people envy Santa. I guess they think his life is a snap. But think of all those noisy little rugrats. For months he's had climbing on his lap. They yell and they yowl and they're stinky. They want everything or they bawl. They burp up and spit up and pee on his leg. Then he has to use the men's room at the mall. So boil up a lobster for Santa. Put that bug over near the tree. Tie his red antenna in a big
Christmas boat with a note that says that lobs came from me. It must be after Santa as he goes out on his trip around the world Christmas night, dodging all that frayed iron, falling space debris when he and his reindeer take flight. Then he has to try to land on a rooftop, not being shot by the neighbor next to you. Although he may slide easy down the chimney after stepping in that reindeer doo-doo. Boil up a lobster for Santa, put that bug over near the tree, tie his red antenna in a big Christmas bow with an note that says that lobs came from me. I bet it's tough for Santa when he heads back to a home that's filled with year-round ice and snow. Just a bunch of little elves to hang out with, no cable or fast food to go. So when you put his lobster on the table, throw an old blanket on the couch, put in the note, he's welcome to stay, 'cause one more guest won't put us out. Boil up a lobster for Santa, put that bug over near the tree, tie his red antenna in a big Christmas bow with a note that says that lobs came from me. He's probably had enough of milk and cookies, in fact he's probably had enough Christmas cheer. So boil up a lobster for old Santa Claus and see if you can round him up a beer. Boil up a lobster for old Santa Claus and see if you can round him up a beer.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Say what a kick it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.